Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood crime scene bonus episode.
Hi. Hey. So here we are.
I'm excited.
We're doing another bonus episode. So last week, the minisode got canceled. We had some scheduling errors. I couldn't come Thursday night, and I didn't realize Rachel was leaving Friday morning, and then we just didn't get it together.
Yeah.
Which was extra sad because I had a show. I was dying to talk about.
I didn't tell you at the time, but when I saw that story, and then we had to cancel, I was honestly devastated.
Oh, did you know that I was going to do it?
Of course, I knew you were going to do the story. Of course I knew. That's why I was like, oh, it sucks. We won't be able to do that story. So now our patrons.
So we're going to do it. And then I have some more stories that are sort of themed similarly. And that is the story, the headline that was heard around the world. Basically, a bucket of hot diarrhea was randomly poured on a woman by a homeless man. And I couldn't find the story I wanted with the headline I wanted, but it was like hot diarrhea attack. Was sort of what was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
And when I saw that trending on Twitter, I have to say it literally took me a full 24 hours to finally click on it. Because I was just like, I can't click on that story. Like, the story I was looking for was something like, woman was praying it wasn't acid.
And it was hot diarrhea. Yeah.
I was like, no.
No, she thought it was an acid attack.
But then was relieved. To find out it's sort of like, that's a really hard choice.
Right. I don't know
what I feel like I could get over the acid. Right. I would never forget the diarrhea. Dude, so many questions.
I've replayed this in my head so many times since I read the story of like, what would I do in that moment?
I would run in front of a bus. I honestly don't know what I would do because I would honestly want to die.
And I read the story about the woman, and like, it is really sad. Like reading about, like the headline's hilarious, but then reading about her, like she was like, I literally have PTSD from this.
Yeah. Like that's horrible. Like I can't imagine.
How much is a bucket too?
Okay, so if you didn't read the story, and I literally thought about it for 3 days straight, I couldn't. I was just like literally in the middle of whatever I was doing would be like hot diarrhea. It was like a compulsion.
I agree.
Because it was horrifying.
Yeah.
So this woman is in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard walking around the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So a very crowded kind of touristy area. Her name is Heidi Van Tassel, and I think I read somewhere that she was a screenwriter.
Yeah.
So she parks in Hollywood. She goes out with her friends to, I like this story because it says, an authentic Thai restaurant.
Well, it is Thai.
Kind of Thai town.
Yeah.
So she's walking around this area after having dinner with her friends when suddenly a man randomly pulls her out of her car, drags her out to the middle of the street, and dumps a bucket of hot diarrhea on her head. I'm sorry. I know I'm laughing, but it's so awful. Like,
here's what scares me is I live in Hollywood. That could have been me.
I'm scared now walking to my car after I leave here. So here's her statement. It was diarrhea, hot liquid. I was soaked and it was coming off my eyelashes and into my eyes. Paramedics who came to treat me said there was so much of it on me that it looked like the man was saving it up for a month. I'm gonna vomit. But why was it still hot? Rachel.
He might have heated it up before.
But where? Like on a fire pit? Like what the fuck? What kind of bucket was it in? A metal cauldron? Like how do you heat it up in a bucket?
I don't know. But that's what's so alarming about this. Well, there's many alarming things. But, yeah. But that's what I want to know is why was it hot?
Why was it hot? Because that is an integral part of the attack. It's not called diarrhea attack. No, it is hot diarrhea attack. Why is the diarrhea? Who? What kind of journalist doesn't ask that question first? Excuse me. Why was the diarrhea hot? Like, that would be my literal first question. I can't even.
Yep.
So obviously she's rushed to the hospital. She is tested for infectious diseases. Obviously feces is a substance that can carry a lot of things. And she'll need to be retested every 3 months. So it's pretty awful.
Poor woman.
She could have caught some weird, you know, whatever. She also goes on to say that it was also inside my car because it was so much.
You had to throw out the car.
He just kept pouring it and splattering it all over me. So the police are obviously investigating the crime. They promised her that they would have a victim's advocate reach out to her, and they never called, apparently. She said, it's so traumatic. The PTSD that I'm dealing with is beyond anything that I've ever felt. There needs to be some kind of help for victims of these crimes. So the man was taken to jail, and obviously he is homeless. He has several mental disorders, including schizophrenia, possibly. So this is a guy who should not. He needs help, clearly. Yeah, and in her defense, she does say he doesn't need jail times. He needs mental health care. And I have a lot of empathy for him. So she's hoping that he gets the help he needs to.
I hope he does, too.
But yeah, this poor woman, obviously, it's not her responsibility. This article closes out by saying it was awful and it changed my life. I will never forget his face. What's the next thing he's going to do to someone? If he would have had a knife, for sure he would have stabbed me. That's her opinion. And it is true in a way, like, this is someone who needs help and should not be on the street. He's attacking people and he used what he had, which was a bucket of hot diarrhea.
Right.
If he had any other kind of thing, he probably would have attacked someone
And I hope he doesn't go to jail. I hope they...
No, this person needs help.
I hope he gets help.
What a fucking horrific crime. I'm actually surprised I got through it because it is something that makes me act like a cat trying to cough a hairball.
I could barely read through the story without gagging.
It literally took me 24 hours to read it. I saw the headline and I was like, I can't. Like, I don't think I can. But of course I was like, I know I'm gonna. And eventually I just had to fucking read it.
That woman is so brave. If you're listening to this podcast, what's her name?
Her name is
Van Tessel.
Van Tessel, yeah. I think Heather.
Come on the show. You're very brave. We want to have you on the show if you want to talk about it.
Yeah. That is just the worst crime. Heidi Van Tassel.
Heidi Van Tassel.
That's like from Hairspray.
Yeah, Amber Van Tassel, right?
Yeah,
right?
Kind of. Anyway, yeah, horrible story. So
awful.
Yes, that's what we got to talk about. Now, since I felt like that wasn't going to be a full episode, I found some other feces-related crimes to talk about today.
This is shit crimes part two.
Yep, and diarrhea.
That's the same genre.
Okay. So this was a man in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I'm sorry, not Bridgeport. I think that's actually a town outside of Chicago or a suburb of Chicago. This is a man charged with smearing feces on cars. Now, this is a Bridgeport man, and he had a alleged habit of smearing feces on parked cars in the Southside neighborhood, and he was recently charged and arrested. So this takes place in this 3100 block of South House Street, and police identify the man who wanted to use feces and food to deface vehicles and storefronts. Now, his name is Ki Hu, the man who's spreading the feces. He's charged with, obviously, things like criminal damage to property and stuff like that. Now, the interesting thing to me about this story was this man wore white gloves and carried a brown paper bag full of shit.
He's like a supervillain.
I know. It kind of reminded me of that story with the brown bag of shit that someone left.
But that's like his signature.
Yeah, I like his signature that he put, like, I was like, imagine using white gloves for that purpose.
Right.
That is not the purpose of white gloves.
No.
The white glove, it's like, brings new meaning to the white glove test, where you're like, so he would walk around with white gloves and carry this brown paper bag that was full of shit, walk around during the early morning hours and just smear the shit on people's property.
Was it human shit?
Yes, shit.
So he was making it.
He was making it and saving it, much like the hot diarrhea attack. That's the thing that's sick to me. You have to save shit for like a few days at least to get a large quantity, also, right?
That guy, going back to the hot diarrhea attack.
Yes, which I always will for the rest of my life.
You got to trust, like, you. That's like a commitment. You got to be like, I'm going to give myself, or I'm going to get diarrhea. You have to trust that you're going to have diarrhea for like 10 right. days or however long it takes to fill right. up a bucket.
No, it's a wild, I don't even get the pleasure.
Did he go around and ask other people for their diarrhea?
Well, this, the homeless person. No, I know, person,
I'm still thinking about the diarrhea. Homeless
person. I mean, okay. That story has a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions that weren't answered.
I will watch an hour-long program on that story.
I will, too.
I want to know more. I have, like, too. 800 more questions.
Okay.
But, yeah, this guy, there's nothing. He was arrested. There's no, he gave no rhyme or reason, like, why he did this. He just wanted to deface property with shit. Okay. So, this is a story. I actually found a story on Medium, and they were talking about, it was kind of like a, not like a real writer or a journalist. And then she mentioned this story in it, and her story was like the spread of feces throwing. What? And so when I saw the story, I was like, ooh, what's this?
The spread.
That is like a hot new trend. Oh, so I was please. Like, oh, this is perfect. Oh, and so I didn't think it was like really well done, but then she does mention this story that I thought had some funny moments in it. So this is in Florida. A Miami criminal trial was delayed briefly when the accused or when the defendant shit in the courtroom, this is in quote, cast his feces inside the courtroom before closing arguments were set to begin in his burglary trial. Now, this man is a 33-year-old, you know, whatever. He's on trial.
33-year-old, you know, whatever. What does that mean?
Shit thrower. Like, he takes a shit in the courtroom, and he throws it at the judge. As he throws it to the judge, he says, it's protein. It's good for you. Wait. It's very, like, fucking, like, an intense thing to do to someone. Throw shit at someone.
Can people stop playing with their feces?
Right. So the corrections officer was like, it was intense. They told everyone to leave the courtroom and you couldn't go back in. It was a hazardous area.
Yeah, it was a biohazard.
Now, the defendant was not deterred. The judge was not deterred. She continued. She shut it down for a brief period for cleaning, and then she immediately went back to sentencing this guy or whatever they were doing at that moment, which is pretty hardcore. She's like, no, bitch, we're going to clean up this shit. Like, if you think you got out of it today, it caused a ruckus in my right. courtroom. So that's pretty badass. I think there was no jurors in the room, so there was probably – that was good because there was no, like, oh, now they're tainted by this thing he did here, right?
Yeah.
Like, now they're going to all be like, fuck you, you're guilty. So this guy obviously seems like he has a few problems too. Like, he is being tested for mental illness, but there's also accusations that he was faking his mental illness. So that might have been part of him. Like, I'm mentally ill, I'm throwing shit.
Right.
Like, that's one thing I feel like I couldn't do to prove I was mentally ill. Like, there's certain things I'd be like, you know what? But I guess you kind of got to go overboard. It's awful.
Well, I'm mentally ill and I don't throw shit.
But I feel like that's like, you want to go to an extreme when you're lying. You're like, right. Yeah, like, who would take a bite out of a turd unless you were really mentally ill? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Okay. So this headline I found on The Smoking Gun, Maryland man facing illegal dumping charge.
Oh, what kind of dumping?
So this is a guy who was suspected of a years-long public defecation spree. It was a spree in his Maryland neighborhood, and he's now facing a criminal rap after he was caught on videotape relieving himself in the driveway of a former police officer.
This guy rules.
He's 48 years old. His name is Kelly Irvine, and he offered a bizarre explanation, according to police. Irvine reported that he goes running almost every day around 4 a.m., and when he hits the two-mile mark, he has to have a bowel movement.
Oh, so he wasn't doing it to be gross. No. He just really needed to
so
take a shit?
So Irvine said he carries toilet paper with him, and he defecates wherever the two-mile mark is.
I love that he's like, all right, 2 miles.
So he said that he was embarrassed about the fact that that detectives were there for that reason, but that he had been doing it for over 20 years. He didn't know what the big deal was. Cops told him to stop defecating in people's yards, and they also told him at the same time that there would not be a criminal investigation. Now, that changed several days later when police received a complaint from a resident who reported that someone had defecated on his property at least seven times since January. So it's... This witness, who was an ex-cop, noted that he found toilet paper left with the feces. Oh,
sorry. Can I just say that somehow that's even grosser?
I was going to say the toilet paper with shit on it is disgusting, because that you can't just let sink into the ground.
No.
You got to pick up. That shit, I'm going to vomit.
Also, there's like no doubt that it's human shit at that point.
Yes, there's something worse.
You can't be like, oh, that's dog shit.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the cop had set up surveillance video, so that's how he was able to find this guy. Like, he saw the shit, and then he got a surveillance video, and then he saw the guy keep continuing to do this. Now, once he knew he was caught on camera, he claimed that he was on his way home when he got a pain in his stomach, at which time he pulled into a driveway to defecate. He added that he saw a camera and realized he was probably going to be seen on camera. So he's charged now with littering or dumping under 100 pounds. Which is honestly a hilarious fucking charge. Because how do they know?
I think they have to assume that this. But each individual shit put.
I guess maybe 100 pounds is like anything under or anything but
over,
above.
Over 20 years, that's probably.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do they weigh it when it's fresh or when it's dry?
No, I'm saying over the course of 20 years, do you think he shit over 100 pounds?
I don't know. Total. I mean, that's a lot. I have no idea.
But I think
it's a. But maybe they can only charge him for the seven times they have on camera. What a weird story! Like, this guy actually said to the police, "I have to shit every time I get to the 2 mile mark," and we're supposed to just be like, "Oh, well, okay."
Do you think
the 2 mile thing is true?
I think it's really funny that I just picture him with his like little Fitbit, and he looks down and it beeps and it says 2 miles, and he's like, "Better take a shit right here."
It's such a weird story. Like, it's a weird lie.
Why would he be lying? Because he wants to do it for revenge?
Because I think we've done stories where people just shit and get off on shitting on property.
Oh, you think he gets off on it?
Yeah. Not, like, sexually necessarily.
But he's like, I'm
naughty. Remember the guy who kept shitting on the school steps or something? Like, I can't. Sometimes I don't even know what we've talked about. Just I've read on my own pleasure time. Guy who was like shitting on a school step or something.
I vaguely remember that.
He had a beef with this cop for some reason and he kept shitting on his driveway. I have no idea. It's a weird story.
It is funny. You shouldn't, not saying I'm advocating for this, but it is funny to continuously shit on a cop's driveway.
Well, and it's like the charge just makes it hilarious. Like, I've never heard of that charge before, and it's so perfect. Under 100 pounds. You know, the cops were like, this part was worth it. Like, that made it funny.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay. So another smoking gun story. This headline is...
We should change the name of the smoking
turd. Yeah, seriously. This headline is, flyer says he was detained over unflushed toilet. Okay.
Wait a minute.
So... A California businessman is suing Virgin Airlines, claiming that he was improperly detained by police after flight attendants reported that he did not flush an airplane toilet, and he quarreled with them over the purchase of a soft drink. Sorry, this guy's obviously white too. Salvatore Bellavino, 52-year-old man, alleged that he was taken into custody against his will. I mean, well, it's pretty much always that way, right? So he... claims that after a Virgin American captain told investigators that the passenger was using profanities and not listening to instructions from the flight, the captain added at no time did he or his flight crew feel threatened regarding the passenger. But I guess fighting with fucking people on a plane is never a good idea. You can't do that. Now, following this confrontation about this soda, the flight attendant told police that Belvino went to the restroom, came back out with a huge smile on his face, and began using profanities. When the flight attendant passed the lavatory, she saw that Belvino had left the door open and did not flush the toilet. he denied during the brief two-minute exchange with crew regarding the soft drink order, adding that he was released from custody after the officers concluded that the matter seemed to be a customer service issue.
I like that he just left it in the toilet. He's like, I'm a gross pig, but I'm not going to shit outside the toilet. You can honestly still flush it.
I thought the toilet like flushes automatically. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. No, it doesn't. Okay, so you do have to flush it.
Yes.
I like that she saw him come with a smile on his face. I do too. That's good. Now, in his lawsuit, he says that he was a victim of in-flight profiling on the flight, describing himself as of Italian ancestry. Wait a minute.
This story just keeps getting better and better.
And he is of dark complexion and could be mistaken possibly for Middle East because of his appearance. So he thinks he was profiled, but it sounds like he was being a jerk.
Yeah.
And shitting.
And fighting with the flight attendant.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's that. What a weird story, though. I just accidentally clicked on this something on this link, and the headline that popped up is police belly button stored meth stash. I'm not going to read it, though. Okay. Here's a headline for you. Arson charge for man behind dog poop prank.
That's a great headline.
A crappy Christmas Eve prank landed a Pennsylvania man in jail on arson and other criminal charges. Now, firefighters and cops were dispatched to this person's home at 3 a.m. following a report that a bag of dog poop was lit on fire on a porch. A female tenant at the residence told police she was awoken when other residents spotted the fire and began yelling to call 911 and to get out of the house. The fire was quickly extinguished and there was no damage to the residents. Asked who might have set the bag of feces on fire, the tenant fingered Dylan Prince, 18, due to them having a falling out that night. And she told him he could not stay or be there anymore.
I mean, like, the dog shit in the bag on the porch, that is like old school prank.
I like that. This is another example of something I love where someone's trying to sound fancier than they are. Like, I think that he did it due to us having a falling out that night instead of saying we got into a fight. Like, right. They're trying to formalize something.
It's like, no, he put a...
yeah. So they look into this guy, and he obviously copped to starting the fire. He said he grabbed a brown paper bag from a Chinese food order and filled it with dog poop. He then put the bag of feces on the porch and lit it on fire with a Bic lighter. So he said he set the fire to get back at the people who lived there due to an earlier fight. So everything's adding up here. Seems like a pretty easy, straightforward case. He's a teenager. I mean, look at this kid.
Whoa!
He's got like a little bun on top of his head. He's 18 years old.
He really does look like the last remaining teen who still does the dog shit prank.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that's like a bygone prank of the past.
It's a pretty funny little crime. Like, it's pretty harmless, but yeah, you can't just start fires. Obviously.
You have to throw out those shoes, though, if you get dog shit on them like that.
Yeah. So this headline got my attention. Cops. Suspect dumped vile slurry in pool. Vile slurry. Yeah. This is a guy who got pretty angry, and we have another bucket of stuff here, Rachel. So he got evicted from his mobile home park in Florida. And once he got evicted, the man carried a 5-gallon bucket that he snuck back onto the property at some point and contaminated the community swimming pool with a vile slurry that had the appearance of liquid feces and diarrhea. Sorry. So this guy is named Thomas Lee Mason. He's 54 years old, and this happened at the Embassy Mobile Home Park. Witnesses told cops that they saw the man with his bucket in hand entering the Clearwater Park Mobile Home Park. Though he had no legitimate business there. That's in quotes, too. Excuse me, sir. You have no legitimate business
He's
here.
He's like, oh, yes, I do.
Police say that he was spotted entering the pool area with the bucket and then leaving the area with the same bucket. Investigators have charged him with pouring an unknown dark colored substance that had the appearance of liquid feces, diarrhea.
Did they test it?
Into the pool. I am looking here. So basically he did it because he was angry about the eviction. He had committed sort of minor crimes and mischief. I don't know that they ever tested it, but they did have to obviously disinfect the pool and like drain it, which cost a lot of money. So he was arrested for criminal mischief. He has a lengthy rap sheet that includes a lot of things. So yeah, don't do that. It's kind of reminding me of that sign everyone always posts. Like, don't enter the pool area with active diarrhea.
I love that sign.
It's a great sign, but it does lead me to a question where I think, like, who wants to go swimming when they have diarrhea anyway? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
that is the good question, but also it leads me to wondering what are the times that this has happened that they had to put a sign up?
Right. That's every time I see a sign or a warning, I'm like, this happened.
Yeah.
Someone shit in the pool. And there was like a big brown cloud or whatever.
Because it was diarrhea. That is so scary. It's like, don't go in the pool if you have active diarrhea or have had recent diarrhea.
Right. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is a mess. But there is a part of me that's just like, the last thing I would want to do if I had diarrhea is go swimming. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
honestly, how scary would that be if you were in a public pool and all of a sudden someone has diarrhea and you just like see this big brown cloud going towards you?
It's like, do you ever have someone do it where they threw like a Snickers in the pool or something, like, or a candy bar?
Honestly, fuck that.
Yeah, I think I have a memory. I can't remember if that actually happened or I heard a story.
No, like, that's it's one like of those a classic things. Like thing. Yeah,
but I did have one thing where I went on a field trip once, and it was like a bus that had a toilet on it. Sorry, and I had like a fudge brownie, and we molded it into a shit and put it on the seat as if anyone would just shit on the seat of the toilet. Like, we placed it there.
Right.
Stupid. Yeah, there's just something funny about that. It's so immature. Like, I was literally peeing leaving that turd on the toilet. I thought it was so funny. It is funny because it's dumb. Okay, so the last story, it's like, it's not even the best of the stories, but there's a picture that's just fucking hilarious. So I'll read the story and then I'll show Rachel the picture and get her reaction. So the cops, I love a lead like this. The police need your help in apprehending the notorious Akron pooper. Did you do this story? No. Okay.
The Akron it's honestly, pooper.
Yeah, that's his name. It's like,
what if you were known as the Akron pooper?
I mean, it's not that, it's not that sexy. So the state had already produced one pooper gate. I guess there was another poop story. Maybe you did that one. So Ohio cops are trying to identify this man who's responsible for defecating on at least 20 vehicles since 2012. Now, there are photographs of this man pooping on cars, Rachel, and they have one here because this is an APB. They're looking for our help to identify this guy.
When's the story from?
This story, oh, shit.
We need to see if they caught him.
There was an update, so I'll try to open that in a second. This is from 2015, so there is an update. Now, here is the picture. Here, there's like a community Facebook group too, where they're trying to catch this guy. And there's a post because he usually strikes between 5:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m.
So he takes a shit. He gets on top of the car.
Yeah, he gets on top of the car and literally shits on top of the car. So people in this Facebook group have been victimized and they have comments on this Facebook post, including like, three times on my car. He pooped on mine two times. There was poop on the hood of my car this past summer. A new mother wrote, "What is wrong with people? He got my daughter's overnight nurse's car a few months ago."
Aww.
Another woman advised a friend, "Here's the guy who pooped on your car." Like, so people were tagging each other in this Facebook group. Like, that's the guy who pooped on my car. Sorry.
My sides literally hurt.
Wait, what?
My sides are hurting right now. Like, okay. I'm actually in pain.
Wait. I want to see that Facebook group.
I'm upset. I want to join this group.
The mom. I'm a new mom.
Sorry. I'm in pain.
Well, wait till you see this picture, Rachel. I'm honestly afraid of what it might do to you.
I literally have a cramp right now. can't handle it.
Okay, show me.
Is that the most insane fucking picture?
Oh my god, balls.
I know the balls are more disturbing than the shit.
Okay, so it's a picture. So it's a picture of a man. Okay. It's a picture of a man. He's a white man. He has his pants down around to his knees, and he is bent over. It's like from the side view. He's bent over on the hood of a car, and he's bending over, and he's wearing a dark blue sweatshirt with a black beanie. And
the black beanie kills me because it's cold, right?
It is. There is snow on the ground outside. This is Akron, after all.
Akron, after all.
This is the best story of
Isn't
my life.
Isn't that insane? Like,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
And so, you can see his balls in the picture.
It's so gross. Like, you gotta think at some point people are gonna put up cameras, right? Like,
yeah.
I did think I had an update.
I need to look this guy
You
up.
Have to look it up.
No, maybe, but I need to know if they caught him or not.
I thought I had an update story, but maybe I accidentally...
I'm just looking up the... I hope I don't get, like, something really gross by looking this up.
Yeah, seriously.
The porn.
Yeah, don't open anything with, like, XX.
Notorious...
Oh, he's been driven underground.
Oh,
wait, here's the update. Okay. So, now...
He's been driven underground.
Now, he appears to have been scared straight, Rachel. It had been... when the time this article was written, I think this is 2015... It had been 6 months since the last time that he had shit on a car. So I think all the publicity on the Facebook page and then this photo got released.
He got embarrassed.
He got worried that he was going to start to get caught, obviously.
You can see his face in the photo, though. Why couldn't they catch
him? It's a pretty, like, clear photo.
Yes.
Like, it's something I would say, like, that's my uncle. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it kind of looks like an everyman, but you'd think... If you knew a guy like that, you'd be like, is that Ron? Like, yeah. Whatever.
It's totally
so, yeah,
Ron.
He hasn't been caught, but the publicity of the case has stopped him from shitting on cars. So, yeah, we'll post the picture on an Instagram story when we publish the episode. Yes. So you can see it. It'll be a great little marketing tool. Yeah. I think.
To get more people
and,
to
like,
donate.
We can have our, like, link coming out of his butt.
Yeah.
Click
Wait,
here.
That's what I'm going to do. That's a great idea.
So, yeah, it's a really disturbing picture, but, like, hilarious.
I'm going to fucking die right now.
Okay. So that's it. Those
oh
are my
God,
poop
that
stories.
Was great. That was a really long bonus episode, which is great.
You guys deserve
I want to know. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So there's so the Unsolved Mysteries page of Reddit, one of the posts is, who is the serial pooper of Akron, Ohio?
Oh, well, maybe we'll do some more stories on that guy. We'll do some conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Who is the Akron pooper? Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.